Amen. I saw our newsletter back there, and we appreciate the folks here. Our little title is Holiness Missions for Mexico. Yeah. Amen. And I believe in holiness, don't you? Without it, the Bible said, no man shall see the Lord. Hallelujah. And that's what we like to preach to the people that are brought out of Catholicism. Amen. About a holy way, a holy life. Living a life before the Lord that, amen, he can be satisfied or pleased with us.
Right.
Amen. This morning I got up a little early, took my van, needed some work done on the brakes, and we got in real late last night. I don't know what time it was when we went to bed, but after I got back from having the van worked on, amen, I laid down a little while, took a little nap. And I woke up crying, amen. I was preaching in my dream, and I woke up weeping and crying, amen. And the thought is fresh on my mind of the message that I was preaching, amen. And that was that the Lord knows them that are his. Hallelujah. Praise God. How many know the Lord? Let me see your hand. Amen. Isn't it wonderful to know the Lord? But you know what? What counts more than that is for him to know us.
Know you.
Amen. For him to know me, to know you. Does he really know you? We know about him. Many times folks know about him. They know about Jesus. Amen. Born of a virgin. They know about Jesus coming and dying on a cross. They know about Jesus coming and dying and resurrecting and all this. But the main thing is, does he really know you? Amen. The Lord knows them that are his, the Bible said. Amen. It's so wonderful to know. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I tell you what, praise God, if you don't know your children, who's going to know them? Amen. You know your children, don't you? Praise God. We was over in Sinton, Veracruz. And lo and behold, if there wasn't a sow, a pig, a mother pig, amen, and here comes a little pup, and she lays there and lets that pup nurse on that pig. You ever seen that? That's strange, amen. Well, I don't know why. She didn't know her own, amen. She didn't know that was a dog and not a pup, hallelujah. Amen. But the Lord is not like that. The Lord knows them that are his. Oh, God, I want you to know me, Lord. I don't want to just think that God knows me. I don't just want to hope that God knows me. I want to know that he does know me. Amen. It'll be said in the day of judgment when he said to one, well done, thou good and faithful servant. And to the other, he says, I know not whence you are. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. How does it go in the book of St. Luke where it says, when once the master of the house is risen and is shut to the door, and ye be in the stand without, begin to knock at the door saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. But what is he going to say? I just don't know you. Amen. Hallelujah. I want the Lord to know who I am. Amen. I don't care if anybody, amen, claims to know me. We have a lot of friends, but it's all right if they don't know who I am or they don't want to claim who I am. Amen. My own family to say they don't know me, but I want the Lord to know who I am. I was sitting one time at a camp meeting about halfway up the aisle, and amen, some friend of mine, a brother friend of mine, who I knew real good and he knew me real good, amen, come walking, and I could see, you know, that somebody was coming, and he come over to me and he tapped me on the shoulder and he said, brother, oh, I thought you were somebody else, and he left. Amen. Hallelujah. He was just kidding with me, but that's the way he done it. He come, oh, brother, it's so good to, oh, well, I thought you were somebody else. Amen. Well, that don't make you feel too good, but it's all right. I want Jesus to know me. I don't want Jesus to come and say, oh, well, I thought you were somebody else. Amen. I want to know that he knows that I am Brother Salsa. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We've met a lot of friends. Amen. In the United States and now in Mexico. Amen. The work grows. We keep on finding new areas, new places to preach. New doors open up. New brethren that we're meeting everywhere. Amen. If we had facilities such as this in Mexico, amen, we feel confident that we could fill it up, pack it out. Amen. Not because we're Brother Sosa, but because the gospel is being spread not only through Brother Sosa, but other missionaries. Amen. That through the years have preached the gospel. Sister Gail Myers gave her life. 40-something years she's been a preaching. Amen. In Mexico and other fine missionaries that we're thankful for. Glory to God. But there's still a lot. Amen. Of people that need the Lord. Hallelujah. I was informed that I had 25 minutes. Amen. Hard to pack everything in 25 minutes. Amen. But I tell you what, I love the Lord. I love the work that he has called us to do. I want to serve him. I want to work for him. And I want him to know my name. And I want to hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You can tell me you know Jesus all you want. Amen. You can tell everybody you know Jesus, but the question tonight is, does he know you? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, we had two churches dedicated this past year. Amen. That one I just told you about was in Chinton, Veracruz, and Brother Hudson came and he brought a couple of young boys and Brother Bob Harton and his son, and then another boy by the name of Houston. Amen. And I don't remember his first name, but anyhow, this young boy got out of school. They let him out for a few days, and he come down with Brother Hudson. And after we dedicated the church, we went on to different churches we have visiting, preaching, and we got down in there in a place called Chamizal, Veracruz. Amen. In Chamizal, Veracruz, you have to go about an hour and 15 minutes. Drive down a road that's only 10 miles long, and it takes an hour and 15 minutes to drive 10 miles. Once you get to the end of the river, amen, you have to stop there and park there and either get a little boat or swim across or find the lowest spot and try to get across. Amen. Then you walk about almost another mile to go and preach to those Azteca Indians. Amen. They speak a different dialect, Nahuas, and they have learned the Spanish, and so we preach to them in Spanish. Hallelujah. Amen. Do you understand me? Do you understand English? You like for me to preach to you in Spanish? Amen. You wouldn't understand, would you? Hallelujah. Si empezara a hablar en español, no me entendiera nada. ¿Verdad que no? No comprende. Hallelujah. No comprende. Amen. Somebody said, I know a lot of Spanish. I know tacos, enchiladas, tamales. Amen. Burritos. Hallelujah. Well, that's Spanish too. Glory to God. But anyhow, over at that village, they fixed us some tamales. Anybody's ever ate tamales? Tamales are, there's a difference. They kind of look like an enchilada. But it's a tamale. A tamale is made, they use a corn leaf, amen, out of the corn shuck. And they clean them up real good, and then they dab it with a dough made out of sort of like corn, ground it up, and they mix it up with water and several things, and then they dab this leaf with that dough. And then they put some meat inside, and then they roll it up and fold the end of it, and they stand it up in a pot, and they cook it for probably an hour and a half, 2 hours, till they're done. Amen. And then whenever they're done, you unwrap them and you eat them, and they're very good. Well, in Veracruz, they make Veracruz tamales. Amen. And they're made out with, not with corn leaves, but they use banana leaves. And they cup it up and put the dough in there. Then they stick some meat in there, and then they fold it on up and take the banana leaf and cut little strips off and make like a string. And then they tie that little bundle up, and it looks like a little package, a little bundle. Well, they put it in water and they cook it. Amen. And then, of course, again, when it's done, you unwrap it and you eat it. Well, Brother Houston got one and sat across the table from me, and after we prayed and he opened his little package up, he said, "Brother Sosa, I don't believe I can eat this." Amen. Now we're eating tamales made out of chicken tamales. And I said, "But they're good, brother, eat it." And he said, "No, here." He pushed it over to my end of the table, across the table, and he said, "Here, I can't eat it." And I looked in there, amen, and it had a chicken foot, three little prongs sticking out, amen, from inside. Glory to God. I said, "Those are clean feet." I saw the sister cleaning. Amen. You don't waste nothing when you're poor. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Brother Lee Strickler said they used to have all that chicken feet with gravy when he was a little boy. I never heard of that. Amen. But anyhow, glory to God. Somebody said, "Well, you think you can make it? It don't look like I'm starving, does it?" Amen. The Lord knows who to call where. Hallelujah. Praise God. Most of all, I'm thankful for the souls that we've seen pray and give their heart to God. Amen. Brought out of darkness into this marvelous light. Hallelujah. There's nothing like being born again and knowing Jesus and Jesus knowing us.